Hey there, this is Clay with modernlove.life, and in this video we're going to be covering four signs your ex is thinking about you in a good way. Now, the process of getting back together with your ex can be a really difficult and challenging thing to do, obviously. However, you may want to know, like, am I making some sort of progress? Are things happening here? Or am I just kind of, you know, not taking a hint and just holding on to and waiting for some train that's left the station long, long ago? So let's go ahead and get into this. First of all, your ex is trying to impress you. That's the first sign. I know that sometimes there are a lot of mixed messages that can really be confusing for people when it comes to interacting with their ex. You know, why are they sending mixed messages about this? How come they're hot and cold? But if they are doing something to try to impress you, you know, whether that is bragging about something new that they did that's cool, or trying to show off something, or looking for your approval or validation in some sort of way, it shows that there is still a part of them that's thinking about you in a positive way and still wants to get that positive reaction from you. Now, of course, this could be there with other complicated emotions as well, too, such as pain from the past, etc. But it does show that they are thinking about you in a positive sort of way. The second thing is that they flirt with you. Now, obviously, flirting is a powerful sign that someone might be interested in you in a physical sort of way. However, you want to be careful with this, because although it can definitely take things to that next level, you don't want to be pursuing just a physical relationship with them at the expense of everything else. Because if you're just like friends with benefits or something like that, that's fine if that's what you want. But if the emotional side isn't nourished, then you're just focusing on the physical side. That is something that might happen. I know that so many people are terrified of being in the friend zone, of their ex losing attraction for them and all of that, that they focus heavily on the physical side of things and they don't focus on the emotional side of things. And, you know, there's a lot of people that say, oh my goodness, you know, you don't want to be in the friend zone. You need to make sure that they like see you in this like super ultra physical sort of way. I have to watch my words here, because sometimes when I talk about things directly, they give us the sandbag here on YouTube. Anyway, I think you are picking up what I'm putting down here. If your ex is flirting with you, they're obviously thinking about you in a positive way. But if you are going to pursue that connection, you want to make sure that you're also making sure that you're building up the emotional connection as well, too. You know, stuff that we've talked about in many of our previous videos. We've talked about it in our advanced relational skills playlist up there. In so many different ways, we've talked about this. But it's definitely a benefit to build up the emotional side in addition to the physical side if you're going to go ahead and do that. The third thing is that your ex makes future plans with you in them, okay? So, you know, maybe they're talking about like, okay, maybe someday we can go ahead and do this. Or wouldn't it be nice if this next summer we go and take a trip to this place? Or haven't you always wanted to go and do this? Maybe we should do that, you know, when it comes around next month, or, you know, things along those lines. Or even something like, hey, are you doing something this weekend? Things like that show that they're thinking about the future and that you're occupying their thoughts about the future. And so they're thinking about you, they're thinking about hopefully being able to spend some sort of pleasurable experience together with you, doing something fun, doing something interesting, doing something, I don't know. But it does show that they're thinking about you. The fourth sign is that they take consideration for your emotional state. Okay, that is to say that, yeah, you know, there might be things that happen that might upset you. There might be things that they do that could potentially send the wrong message. But if they're trying to pad it so that you maybe take it in a less harsh way, or that you take it in a better way, then it shows that they're thinking about you and that they're trying to protect you in a certain sense from taking things the wrong way or seeing things in a way that might hurt you emotionally and all that stuff. And we do have a little bit of a bonus here as well, too. We have a bonus thing here, because at the beginning of the video I said four, but really there's five, so I'm just going to tack this on as a bonus as well too. But before we go in and do that, please make sure you hit that thumbs up button for the YouTube algorithm. It does help us out. Anyway, the bonus fifth thing is that they may take a long time to respond to you, but that when they do, it's actually in a sort of thoughtful way. Okay, now there can be all sorts of reasons why your ex may take a long time to respond to you. It could be hurt emotions. It could be they don't know how to respond. It could be they're thinking about it. It could be maybe they're just busy and they haven't gotten the time to respond to it just yet. But if they take a long time to respond to you, but they do so in a thoughtful way, then it's showing that, like, okay, maybe they were just trying to think about the right way to respond. Maybe they were just thinking about what's the appropriate response to this. You know, they didn't just want to snap off a response off the cuff and maybe say the wrong thing or regret it later or something. So they sat with it and they thought with it for, you know, maybe a few extra hours or an extra day or two or whatever. But then they actually did follow up and respond to you. You know, it's so easy to just let things go and to ghost people and things like that. But if they're actually following up with you, especially in a thoughtful way, it shows that they're thinking about you, that they're interested in keeping the connection between the two of you reasonably good, and that they're probably thinking about you in a positive way. So those are our 4+1 bonus sign that your ex is thinking about you in a positive way. If you do want to learn how to get that great relationship that you want, you may want to consider signing up for our Facebook group called Embodied Love, okay? There's a link to it right down in the description box below this video, or you can just go to Facebook and just look for the Embodied Love by Modern Love Facebook group. I'm sure there's probably other Facebook groups called Embodied Love. But if you find Embodied Love by Modern Love, then that is ours. And you can go ahead and sign up for it. And we're going to actually post several videos there walking through some concepts about how you can bring yourself into alignment with the kind of relationship that you want. And, you know, we've been running this group for, I don't know, maybe about a month and a half now. And it's been a great experience. We've posted a lot of cool stuff that have, you know, really helped people and given them some good insights. And I've had to take a little bit of a break from that for the past couple weeks, just because my call schedule has been so booked up solid. I just literally have not had time to make more content for it. But now that that's starting to get under control, I'm going to be posting more content in the Embodied Love group. So if you're not already over there and you want to check it out, please head over to the Embodied Love by Modern Love Facebook group. Anyway, take care, and I'll talk to you next time.